We have between and within groups in OVIS. Between groups and within groups mean the same thing that they did in Unit 1. It's the design. Between groups, different people in different conditions. Within groups, the same people in all conditions. When you do the summary, be careful and make sure that if it wants you to kick out all of the synonyms, you are. That you, when you say between groups, you're also saying it's between subjects, independent groups, independent subjects, or cross-sectional. When you say it's within groups, you also say within subjects, dependent groups, dependent subjects, repeated, and longitudinal. There's a whole bunch of synonyms for these different designs, and it all boils down to the same thing. Different people in different conditions, or the same people in all conditions. And that's what's shown here. Between group, different people in different conditions. Within groups, the same people in both conditions. When we're comparing between and within groups designs, the biggest difference is in the design, how the data are collected, between groups versus within groups. On the statistical side, they are the same null hypothesis, that there is no mean difference. And it implies the same thing. There's no mean difference between the populations, which is represented as no difference between the samples. Same kind of research hypothesis. It's about the direction of the mean difference, or the research hypothesis can be the null. Significance testing is the same, p less than 0.05 to reject the null, or obtained greater than critical to reject the null. And determining causality is the same. Do we have random assignment? Do we have manipulation? Do we have control? The only difference there is that random assignment in between groups design is random assignment to which one condition each person is in. In a within groups design, random assignment is random assignment to condition order. Some of the people go treatment and control. The other people go in the other order, control and treatment. That's called counterbalancing. The random assignment to condition order for a within groups design is known as counterbalancing. There are also within groups t-tests, lovely things. I would like you to do one by hand and take those bonus points home with you. We're not going to look at within groups t-tests very often for the same reason we're not going to look at within between groups t-tests very often. The ANOVA is a more generalizable, more generally useful model. It's the one that's going to expand for other models that we're going to look at. So we will tend to emphasize ANOVA instead of T's. It's important to be able to tell a between and within apart, so we'll practice that some more. Here we go. Each participant is introduced to the task and either performs immediately or is given 30 practices first and then performs. So they're in one or the other. Between or within?
Between.
Each person is introduced to the task and immediately performs, is then given 30 practices and performs again. Within. Now, is that an experimental within or a non-experimental within? Non-experimental, because everybody went in the same order. There's no counterbalancing, which is going to be tough because it's hard to do 30 practices before you do 10. Some more practice. A researcher wants to know whether people 70 years old experience more difficulty driving at night or during daylight hours. 20 participants first drive during the day and then during the night, receiving ratings of driving accuracy during each. Between or within?
Within.
Is that a true experiment? Because everybody went in the same order. If the nighttime group did better, I don't know if it's because it's the nighttime or if it's because the second time they did the trial. Oh, look, I knew. Researcher wants to know whether eating chocolate will make you more relaxed. 50 people eat chocolates 3 times a day for 2 months. I want to be in that condition. Who doesn't? Another 50 people are forced to eat only bread and water 3 times a day for 2 months. What do you think attrition is going to be like in that group? See, now, you just laughed at an attrition joke. You're becoming geeks. Congratulations. That's part of our goal. Anxiety was assessed at the end of the 2 months using a standardized interview. Between or within?
Between.
Researcher has decided that watching The Simpsons will make you demented. That's how old this slide is. The Simpsons were fresh when I wrote this slide. Now they're the longest running cartoon. That's not fresh. 10 people were in the no Simpson condition. Another 10 watched The Simpsons for 2 hours a day. At the end of the week, the participants filled out a dementia scale. Between or within? Between. Can I randomly assign and manipulate that? How's my ongoing equivalence going to be? For a whole week, nothing's going to be related to the dementia except that watching of 2 hours a day. There's no way to control that. We can have a true experiment, but we still don't have causal interpretability because we've got no shot at ongoing equivalence. That is a picture of my favorite kind of lizard. The lizard, not the guy. I have no idea who the guy is. It's a tokay gecko. They're about this big. Big females will be almost 18 inches. And this is their favorite position. And yes, they will bite you. Oh my God, they will bite you. And they not only bite real hard with real deciduous teeth, just like we have, but as soon as they hit, they start to chew. And in a couple of seconds, they can get through skin and a tendon. Now, they are still lovely creatures. They're friendly in their own way. They're a little nervous, maybe a little snappy and bitey. I used to have a tank of them that was about this big, from here into the corner. We had so many of them that the tank was self-propagating. We were able to generate enough eggs and babies to sell them and buy food to keep everyone else fat and happy. I really like these things. The problem is they're not one of those lizards that you handle. You know, some lizards like bearded dragons, people carry them around on their shoulder and not, you know. Do you know how you feed a tank full of these things? You buy a box of crickets. The boxes usually come between 1 and 5,000 crickets in a box. I kid you not, my favorite place to buy them from was Flucker's Cricket Farm. You can't comment on how somebody else spells their name. Come on. So they come, they bring them to you, you walk downstairs, you use a box cutter and cut three sides of the opening, open the back door, throw it in, close the door. The crickets come out, everybody has fun, except the crickets. It wasn't a cricket collection, it was a tokay gecko collection. I'm okay with that. I had this one big old female, and that was her damn cage. This was not Cal's cage. This was Isadora's cage. And every time I opened that door, Isadora made it sure that I knew it was her cage because she would charge me. Then one day, threw in the box and closed the door but got a cut on my sweater. And here came Isadora. And she made that much noise. So she crawls up on my shoulder and I'm sitting there thinking, okay, do I let her have the ear? Or do I stick this up here for her to take hold of? Because the traditional way of removing a lizard that you can't get a good grasp on is just let them grab you and hold them underwater till they let go. They're not stupid. They let go. They know they're underwater. They're at least as bright as we are about the whole being underwater thing. But she didn't bite me. And now I have a grip on her. And I set her down. And Isadora's tame. She likes me. You could pick her up and put her places. You could pick her up. You could feed her crickets. I always fed her this way so she hit nail instead of skin. Didn't trust her that much. Do you know how much fun it is when you have the only tame tokay gecko? You invite your herpetologist friends over. You meet him at the door. And as you turn around, Isadora's on your back. You can hear them pee themselves right on your porch. Hey, hey, hey. All of that for this. To test the notion that tokay geckos are more active feeders at night than during the day, The researcher followed each of 12 geckos around for 24 hours and recorded the number of bugs, pets, small children, whatever, that they ate during the lighted and dark hours between or within. Within. Sometimes if you're known for telling stories, you got to make a joke out of the storytelling. For between groups designs,